intro. This is Jim Petzer, your host. Welcome to Authentic News right here on RBN Live, this 29th day of January 2024, simulcast on Speak Free Radio. I am devastated to report U.S. troops are now in Yemen. The White House has confirmed for the first time U.S. troops have been deployed to Yemen beginning in October. Houthi forces struck commercial shipping in the Red Sea and Gulf of Aden in a series of attacks with ballistic missiles supplied by Iran. Sunday, a drone strike on a U.S. forward operating base in northeastern Syria killed 3 U.S. service members and injured 24 more. According to the White House, yesterday's strike was carried out at White House by Iran-backed militias. The White House has notified Congress that the U.S. has troops on the ground in Yemen. Now, let me say, I was listening to a report, a Pentagon spokesperson, a woman, I don't know, about mid-35s, very articulate, leaving out crucial information, talking about all the hits on strikes, but not explaining that Yemen is at war with Israel, that the only ships are being hit are ones with cargo for Israel, that it was the United States and the UK that attacked Yemen wrongfully because Yemen has been acting in accordance with international law. The United States and the UK are not. And that this has now made U.S. assets in the air legitimate target. So you're getting one-sided story from the Pentagon itself, a matter of the greatest urgency. And I'll tell you, there's an irony here. The Houthis would like nothing better than to kill American troops, and sending troops into Yemen is idiotic. I'm telling you, everything we know about the Houthis are battle-hardened, they're well-trained, they've been in years and years and years of attack with Saudi Arabia, they have survived, they have thrived, they're going to kill American troops there by the bushel basket. We are not going to prevail in Yemen. This is one more act of colossal stupidity. If this were a decision being made by an American president, but I affirm, it underlines what I've been emphasizing, that Benjamin Netanyahu is our commander-in-chief, that Israel is dictating our military strategy. I would say not only in the Middle East, but even in Ukraine. Get this. Breaking. Zelensky has removed Zaluzhny. Actually, I believe he was killed with Lloyd Austin in that underground bunker on the 3rd of January. So he hasn't actually removed him and installed Berdov, Ukraine's warfare shift from battlefield offensive to terrorist attacks. The CIA plan for Bandarov attack the most profitable industries in Russia, oil and gas production, pipeline refineries, etc., with false flags. This is very, very bad. In my opinion, this means Putin has to take all of Ukraine. He's going to do it much more rapidly now. They're not going to be able to be cautious and careful, minimizing civilian casualties. The kinder and gentler war is over. Excuse me. And, of course, this is the kind of thing the CIA would come up with. So, I won't say this is the Yahoo's plan. I would say this is more the evil, the foul hand and stench of the CIA. Meanwhile, get this for ironies, Russia has offered to supply weapons to Texas if needing to fight the Biden border heist. Now, this is coming from Hal Turner. He's highly reliable, but I have a source unable to find verification. Nevertheless, I suspect this is true. Russia may supply heavy weapons to Texas so as to defend itself and its border from any attempt by Biden to forcibly reopen the Texas border to illegal aliens. Russia's permanent representative to the United Nations, Vasily Nebenzia, said publicly, "It is important to understand that by supplying weapons to Texas, Russia does not become a party to the conflict." This was a priceless thing for Russia to say, given it's the exact language used by the U.S. and NATO when they supply weapons to Ukraine to fight Russia. Recall, too, the entire Ukraine thing started because Ukraine began to use up its federal troops against two oblast states, Luhansk and Donetsk. So a parable between Ukraine, NATO, Russia, and now Texas, Russia, U.S. are perfect. One last statement by Russia. In one statement by Russia, the entire Texas Biden border heist has changed dramatically. For the record, adds Hal Turner, "I support Texas, as do I, Jim Fetzer, as should every rational American patriot." Meanwhile, and get this, equally fascinating, breaking, Texas sending Abrams battle tanks to Mexico border. Forget razor wire, Texas deploying tanks. The Texas Army National Guard is moving M1A1 Abrams battle tanks, M2A2 Bradley fighting vehicles to its border with Mexico. As troops begin to send their troops to assist in securing the border, this looks like a battle Biden can't win. Here's Mario Nuffall tweeting, "The Texas Army National Guard is moving M1A1 Abrams battle tanks, M2A2 Bradley fighting vehicles to the border." The Army, U.S. Army, has reportedly move some of its armored units to Texas to participate in exercises that will take place this week. Army sends tanks to Texas for military exercises. Right. You get that. Meanwhile, Texas National Guard sending 10 tanks to the National Guard. 12 states. Get this. 12 states support Texas with military equipment. At least 400 Humvees, 72 MT Bradley fighting vehicles, 48 M109 howitzers, up to 30 Abrams tanks sent to the Lone Star State. Texas is recruiting volunteers to patrol high-threat border zones. Wow. This looks like it could come to a real military conflict. Meanwhile, the Epic Times publishes, Border Patrol Union, this represents all the Border Patrol officers, posts a defiant message, says agents have no issue with Texas border state stance. Unlawful orders, as determined by competent legal counsel, and not what some outhouse lawyer behind a keyboard says, will not be followed. The union representing U.S. Border Patrol agents has declared that its agents appreciate and respect Texas' effort to secure the border amid escalating tensions between the Lone Star State and the Biden admin. For weeks, the federal government and Texas Governor Abbott had clashed after the National Guard could control the 47-acre Shelby Park area in Eagle Pass, Texas. The Texas National Guard has been accused of denying Border Patrol agents access to the park, leading to multiple legal battles over access, on January 6th, in a January 26th post on Twitter, the National Border Patrol Council, the labor union representing agents and support staff, said that Border Patrol agents have no issue with Texas' effort to secure its border. NBPC added that if there are any reports suggesting otherwise, they are simply untrue. Rank and file Border Patrol agents appreciate and respect what Texas has been doing to defend their state in the midst of this catastrophe the Biden admin has unleashed in America. We want to be perfectly clear. There is no fight between rank and file BP agents and the Texas National Guard, Governor Abbott, or the Texas Department of Public Safety. Last week, the Supreme Court voted in favor of granting the federal government the power to remove barriers installed during long stretches of the Texas border. However, Mr. Abbott has argued nothing prevents him from ordering the National Guard to erect additional barriers and razor wire. The Supreme Court blew it badly. As I have explained in relation to this in the E. Jean Carroll case, and let me just remind you of an aspect of that, because it's simply bizarre. What if you know enough, like if you know what's going on with regard to Yemen, if you know that Yemen is at war, if you know that the Houthis have only been attacking ships with cargo bound from Israel, if you know that that's all in compliance with international law, then you realize the rogue state here is not Yemen, it's the United States and the UK for attacking Yemen. This is outrageous. Well, we all know about the E. Jean Carroll case. Gateway Pundit had a brilliant piece about it. Crazy E. Jean Carroll accused several men of sexual abuse, including CBS CEO Les Moonves, who also emphatically denied her accusation. A picture of her on New York Magazine in a black outfit says, "This is what I was wearing 23 years ago when Donald Trump attacked me in a Bergdorf Goodman dressing room." How ludicrous is that? Listen to these key facts. She couldn't recall the date, the month, the season, or the year the incident happened, but she can remember what she was wearing. She never told anyone about it, despite being publicly obsessed with her own sexuality. The dress she claims to have been wearing, photographed appearing on New York Magazine, didn't even exist at the time. It hadn't been manufactured. Her description of the dressing room at Bergdorf Goodman was inaccurate, making her sequence of events impossible. Her lawsuit was bankrolled by Jeffrey Epstein, Powell, a Democrat, and Nikki Haley, mega donor, Reid Hoffman. Democrats created a law, the Adult Survivors Act, in 2022 to enable her lawsuit to proceed. This, as I mentioned before, special legislation by the New York Democrat legislature to allow a case to be brought even though the statute of limitations had expired. Clearly politically driven, having no substance whatsoever. Her accusation is the exact plot line of an episode of Law and Order, one of her favorite shows. Trump the Apprentice was also among her favorites. She has a history of falsely accusing men of rape, including Les Moonves. She told Anderson Cooper, "Most people think of rape as being sexy. Think of the fantasies." She has made a career promoting promiscuity, even writing glowingly of sexual assault, naming her cat Vagina. I mean, this woman is a nut. But the Democrats have used her and the corrupt political system to go after Trump because they're afraid he's going to dismember them once again in 2024, and I guarantee you that will happen. This is just one more glaring instance of the demolition of justice in the USA. Check out my latest blog where I write about this case. and with Fannie Willis. Here are the first couple of paragraphs. The latest affront to the administration of justice has come from the decision in the E. Jean Carroll fantasy trial, where a woman appears to have been obsessed with sex has won a staggering $83.3 million verdict against Donald Trump for alleged defamation, for denying her claim that he had raped her at a Bergdorf Goodman store where she can't even remember the year of the occurrence. A woman who's been raped, absent roofies, will not only remember the year, but the month, the week, the day, and even the minute the transgression took place. And in Georgia, the sanctimonious D.A. Fannie Willis, who threatened to fire anyone working for her who has slept with a co-worker, turns out to have been indulging a lavish affair with her married lover, whom she had selected to prosecute Donald Trump in a complex RICO case with 19 defendants, when he was inexperienced at litigation and had no expertise in this type of law. These cases appear to manifest TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome, by zealous Democrats eager to tarnish or destroy the reputation of the one-man wrecking ball they despise to the core. Far more serious, however, are acts by the Supreme Court of the United States, which have been manifest most seriously in the current decision regarding the right of the Biden administration to curtail the governor of Texas in his effort to staunch the flood of millions of illegal migrants crossing our southern border, or the president of the United States has abdicated his role to ensure that laws are faithfully executed and that the federal government will protect the states from invasions. Abbott is doing what Biden refuses to do in defending the state, yet SCOTUS rules against him. I talk about two other cases, equally serious in my judgment. The next being the Texas suit after the 2020 election, where Texas brought suit challenging the method of the selection of electors in Arizona, in Wisconsin, in Michigan, in Georgia, and in Pennsylvania, where they are violating their own laws and statutes, and where yet the Supreme Court declared they could not file the case for a lack of standing, which is simply absurd, given that the Supreme Court exists to arbitrate cases between the states. Texas has standing, and this was a failure of equal seriousness to maintain the integrity of our system of federal elections. The third is one I was involved in personally, going all the way to the Supreme Court to point out that in Wisconsin, citizens are being denied their right to a trial by jury when they're disputed facts, because Wisconsin has a peculiar system that allows a judge to set aside evidence, facts he regards as unreasonable, in order to artificially create a lack of disputed facts by simply setting them aside, as was done in mine, where there could hardly have been a more massive difference in the facts. I was insisting nobody died at Sandy Hook. It was a FEMA drill. There were no students or teachers there. The school was closed. A plaintiff was insisting he had a son who died at Sandy Hook, and right on the death certificate, it stated he died at the elementary school on that date of multiple gunshot wounds. And I was charged with defamation by implying or asserting, which I in fact had not done, that he had fabricated a false death certificate. The whole case was absurd. Went all the way to the Supreme Court, and it turns out, ironically, that of the first 10 amendments, 9 of the 10 have been affirmed to apply to all 50 states, but oddly enough, not the 7. So I teed up the case for the Supreme Court to declare the 7th Amendment right to a trial by jury applies to all 50 states, and they declined to hear it. I even submitted evidence, explosive evidence, the FEMA manual, the Connecticut State FEMA schedule, showing the drill was on their schedule, a map, Connecticut FEMA went out to how to get from Bridgeport to Sandy Hook. Right back. Love, love, love. Love, love, love. Love, love, love.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Not surprisingly, I have quite a few stories here about the International Court of Justice genocide ruling. It's a stain on Israel for eternity. We have South Africa's president reacting to the ruling. South Africa brought it. Of course, they found South Africa had standing, that they had jurisdiction, and they ruled in South Africa's favor. It'll now go to the Security Council for action, where it's going to be vetoed by the United States, which is a culprit, a complicit in these crimes. We are accessories to genocide, and we will no doubt veto. Then it'll go to the General Assembly, which will pass overwhelmingly. I foresee, as a likely outcome, Israel's expulsion from the United Nations for its uncivilized conduct in violation of international law and the Genocide Convention. Meanwhile, Israel escalates its bombings in Gaza, despite the order to take measures to prevent acts of genocide. In an historic moment, of course, we have had this action taken against it. The Israeli army has killed 174 just during the time it was being considered or even on the same day here, Israel's war in Gaza, Nasser Hospital doctors work amid sounds of tanks, lots of bad stuff going on. Biden cut off aid to Gaza based on Israeli allegation. Now, we know Israel lies about everything. They've even admitted that Hamas atrocity propaganda was made up to drum up support for the war. All Israeli media is admitting it, that it was all bullshit about babies beheaded and cooked in ovens and mass rapes. It was all bullshit. Meanwhile, this is much more interesting. Lou Rockwell publishes, Israeli military, we can't destroy the Hamas tunnels. That, in fact, their method of pumping them with seawater is not working. That's pretty damn interesting. Meanwhile, we have senior generals and former officials demanding the removal of Benjamin Netanyahu. Yehudit Ahronot reported Friday, 26 former senior Israeli security officials, 17 senior officials in the civil field, including three Nobel Prize winners, have signed a public letter calling for the dismissal of the prime minister of the occupation government following the failures of the war in Gaza. They consider him unqualified to lead Israel and that his hands are stained with Israeli blood. No doubt about it. Absolutely appropriate. Meanwhile, Paul Craig Roberts is publishing that the West has lost itself, its dignity, its character. Listen to this. R.I.P., the Western world. I have come to the depressing conclusion that the white ethnicities that constituted the nations of Western civilization have degenerated into such insouciance and stupidity, that's indifference and stupidity, that they have no possibility of survival. They sit mindlessly in front of TV, absorbing their brainwashing and indoctrination. They can't pay the rent, mortgage, or car payments, but they pay endlessly for care of immigrant invaders who are overwhelming their communities with material needs. In the U.S., North Carolina, once a southern state, now an immigrant staging ground, has given over its high schools to serve as immigrant invader resettlement areas. To hell with the North Carolina taxpayers. Immigrant invaders preempt those of North Carolina, whose majority white population consists of white supremacist racist exploiters. North Carolina has also, at taxpayers' expense, built a campus for a Head Start program for children of immigrant invaders. The program takes over a former school property for North Carolina American citizens. Wherever you look, you see the U.S. welcoming, at citizen taxpayer expense, endless burdens from immigrant invader permitted to walk unheeded across the border into the Tower of Babel that the U.S. has become. According to leaks, Rhino Republican senators are preparing an immigration bill that would force Americans to accept 1.8 million immigrant invaders every year. Amazing to watch white people destroy their own country. What they're basically seeking to do, and he's got it right, is legalize illegal immigration. That's what's taking place. And to top it off, get this about the WHO agenda.
The idea is to create a whole new set of laws and ignore the existing human rights laws and other laws under the pretext of pandemic preparedness and the bios.
Picks up the rice up in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Aren't you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Here comes the sun, here comes the sun, and I say it's all right.
Meanwhile, we have the Texas Attorney General declaring that the SCOTUS decision is not going to stop Texas. We have the Georgia Governor Brian Kemp backing Texas. That enough is enough. This is good to hear. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp backs Texas among Biden border crisis showdown. Enough is enough. It is outrageous. The remark from Kemp come after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in favor of the Biden admin this week, saying it could cut through sections of razor wire the Texas National Guard had placed along the border meant to stop illegal immigration. Enough is enough, Kemp said. Our southern border is in crisis thanks to the Biden administration refusal to do their job. At Greg Abbott, Texas, in the state of Greg Abbott and the state of Texas have our full support. Altogether, 25 states have expressed support for Texas. Texas being then 26, that's more than half of the states of the Union. Wayne Root is declaring this to be the most dangerous moment in American history. We are all Texans now. This is a very fine statement. just as sight parts. We have an evil enemy from within inside the White House with Biden and his boss Obama. They can see their reign of terror is ending. They're desperate to hold on to power, but they see it slipping away. They have two choices now that Trump has, you know, cleaned the clock in New Hampshire. Either to try to win the election by rigging and cheating at unimaginable levels worse than in 2020, or burn the country down on the way out the door. So Trump inherits a disaster, a country on fire, divided like never before, on the verge of collapse, on the verge of civil war, on the verge of World War III, and on the throes of a massive foreign invasion overwhelming our economy, schools, and healthcare system. I like this guy. He is very, very good. And I agree, we are all Texans now. So what happens if Biden tries to take over the Texas National Guard? The debate, this is even in Newsweek now. The debate on whether President Biden should seize control of the National Guard to force it to comply with the Supreme Court is continuing to rage between Democrats and Republicans. Texas Representative Joaquin Castro and former Congressman and 2020 presidential hopeful Beto O'Rourke, both Democrats, are among those who are urging Biden to federalize the state National Guard to allow Border Patrol agents to remove razor wire put up along the border to prevent illegal immigration. Despite the ruling, Governor Abbott argued Biden is failing his duties as president by not controlling the record levels of illegals crossing at the border. He's absolutely right. I think that Abbott statement was excellent, well-founded, legally, factually. And he cites the state's constitutional right to defend itself against invasion. I'm 100% on the side of Texas, and I believe that Governor Abbott is conducting himself properly. So what's going on? Biden is claiming he's backing a Senate border deal that vows to shut down the border when it's overwhelmed, but this is exactly the bill I'm saying legalizes illegal immigration. What's been negotiated would have put into law be the toughest and fairest set of reforms to secure a border we've ever had in our country, Biden said in a statement. But that's completely false. It allows a staggering number of illegals to enter the country before the Border Patrol does anything. I mean, it's just outrageous. The liar's liar pants on fire is disgusting beyond belief. Meanwhile, a study finds almost half of illegals have lengthy rap sheets. After all, that's what they're doing. Emptying their prisons or lunatic asylums or sending them to America. Let us deal with them. Enforcement arrests have increased significantly because of the open border policies implemented by the Biden admin. In fiscal year 2023, ICE reported the number of arrests had doubled. Nearly half of the 170,590 undocumented apprehended and prior convictions. On average, each of the illegals was convicted on four counts. More than 33,209 assault charges or convictions, 7,520 weapon offenses, 1,713 crimes involving death, 1,615 cases of kidnapping. I mean, it goes on and on. So that's what we're up against. Meanwhile, I've already mentioned, of course, the verdict reached in the E. Jean Carroll case, a manifest absurdity. Here's a tweet breaking. Jury has reached a verdict in the Trump defamation trial, determined Trump will have to pay E. Jean Carroll $83.3 million in damages. Can you believe? Absolute insanity. Trump will have to pay $65 million in punitive damages, $11 million for reputation repair, $7.3 million in other payments. What is reputation, Romero? What reputation? An $83 million reputation? Most online who don't have Trump derangement syndrome are not buying it. Here's Rich Barris, a People's Pundit, tweeting, there is zero chance Donald Trump touched E. Jean Carroll, and she never had a reputation to damage. Wouldn't give her a dime if I were him. I would, however, hold a press conference and call for drastically increasing the penalty for lying about rape. Here's a wild fact. She initially only sought $10 million in damages, then raised it to $24 million at the end of the trial. Wonder who tipped her off to do that, and then was awarded $83 million. Absolutely insane. That's correct. Absolutely insane. And then, as I've already reported, E. Jean Carroll has accused 6 men of sexual assault or rape, including the former head of CBS. I mean, this is her thing. She's made a life of it. This is just disgusting beyond belief. But there it is. I mean, look, if you submitted this as a screenplay, it would be rejected as too fantastic to be true. Just not believable. Here, for example, did you know this? In case you don't know, E. Jean Carroll has accused many men of raping or sexually assaulting her, including a babysitter, a boyfriend, a dentist, a camp counselor, an unnamed college date, an unnamed boss, and CBS chief executive Les Moonves. This is why she's not credible. But she's a fantasist. This is bizarre. Meanwhile, exclusive, defeat MAGA, meet the radical left network that hijacked Democrats in an effort to stop Trump at all costs. This is good. A well-coordinated, well-funded, high-powered network of leftist organizations led by a group whose efforts 2016 Democrat nominee Hillary Clinton promoted is behind the push to remove former President Trump, the 2024 frontrunner, from the ballot, Breitbart has learned. But it's much broader than that. For years, this network of leftists grew from a powerful, vast left-wing conspiracy unmasked a decade ago into now being the dominating force on the left, determined to stop Trump at all costs. What's more, these leftists couldn't control what top Democrats are saying, forcing their leaders to adopt their narrative. They even regularly openly brag about controlling what the sitting president of the United States says, taking credit for Biden's dark reelection campaign messages, where Biden has warned of mega extremism being on the rise. Research compiled by Northeast Florida-based conservative grassroots activist Jessica Bauman shows the intricate links between these groups and just how sophisticated their operations are. Bauman, secretary of the libertarian-leaning Republican Liberty Caucus, was so alarmed by what she found, she provided this research a Breitbart exclusively ahead of public release. The first installment of this bigger investigation into these well-founded and highly organized leftist groups is here in this story. She found they began their work to crush Trump back in the aftermath of the 2016 election, when Trump shocked everyone by defeating Hillary, and the network of radicals has since spiraled into controlling the top levers of Democrat Party in a desperate bid to stop Trump. I think they've got it right. Very serious. Meanwhile, Carrie Leak's attorney has dropped what they're calling an atom bomb. While Carrie Leak was being brutally attacked for comments made during an appearance on a Piers Morgan show, her attorney was on a different show dropping fact bombs of evidence proving her claims Morgan said she was wrong about. Piers Morgan engaged in a confrontational exchange with Carrie, a candidate for Arizona governor regarding her persistent assertions about the theft of the election. He invited her on, but then engaged in a discussion and debate with her where, let me just paraphrase, Piers Morgan got it all wrong. I mean, should we be surprised? Meanwhile, Louisiana Senator John Kennedy, very thoughtful, smart guy, embarrassed a clueless Biden judicial nominee who bombed two basic legal questions. Kennedy's wit was on display when he questioned Robin Meriwether before the Senate Judiciary Committee. She is currently a federal magistrate judge for the District Court for the District of Columbia. Biden nominated her to be on the Court of Federal Claims. Kennedy exposed Meriwether's utter lack of qualification during his questioning. He began forcing her to admit she had never argued a single case before the Court of Federal Claims after multiple tries. And things got even worse for Meriwether. She bombed two basic questions a law student could answer. The first was the grounds for granting a new trial. The second, defining a contract of cohesion. After much prodding from Kennedy, she could only name one of at least six grounds for granting a new trial, was left completely bamboozled by the second question. How bad is that? We're appointing people to key positions because of their race and their sex or their alleged gender. This is absurd. We need competent people running the country. Meanwhile, a Chicago Democrat is demanding the recall of the mayor of Chicago, Brandon Johnson, over the migrant crisis. Get this. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson has been on the attack against Texas Governor Abbott, whom he blames for the city's migrant crisis. But one Democrat thinks the problem lies closer to home. Johnson is facing a growing revolt from Chicagoans who are increasingly frustrated and angry over the inability of local leaders to get a handle on the situation, as busloads of illegal aliens are arriving faster than the sanctuary city's government can process them. Andre Smith, who's running for the state legislature, sees a recall as necessary to address the problem. Well, he's got it right. I mean, it's absolutely flaky. Meanwhile, a DeSantis official revealed a sinister plot against Florida, orchestrated by Joe Biden. Actually, he's not orchestrating anything. He's just a puppet. He's not even the real Joe. A DeSantis official revealed the sinister plot. Florida Governor DeSantis was put in the crosshairs of Biden as he prepared to launch his presidential campaign. He was targeted by Biden with Medicaid audits to arrest DeSantis. The Florida Agency for Healthcare Administration Secretary Jason Wyda said the government watchdog group, Government Accountability and Oversight, uncovered emails showing that Florida, Texas, and Missouri were audited by the feds for alleged improper use of federal money for Medicaid. For the past 3 years, the Biden admin has targeted Florida at every opportunity, and these emails make it abundantly clear they are afraid of Governor DeSantis. If they're afraid of DeSantis, they're terrified of Trump. Auditing our rule changes is only the tip of the iceberg. We have seen Centers for Medicare and Medicaid intentionally craft FAQs, send letters, and make rule clarifications, intentionally targeting how Florida runs its fiscally conservative programs. The constant federal interference creates a chilling effect designed to prevent other states from following Florida's lead. I have no doubt he's got that right. Government Accountability and Oversight Attorney Chris Horner told the National Review, Florida's Medicaid program was put under the microscope when it became clear DeSantis would be a presidential candidate. TMS targeted Florida the same time DeSantis' candidacy was ascendant, and the media was reporting the prospect of facing upstart Florida Republican Governor DeSantis is prompting whispers of angst within Democrat circles. Florida, Texas, and Missouri were audited by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services for alleged improper use of federal money in their Medicaid programs, but it's just one more form of abuse of its authority by the federal government. We'll be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, two more stories to tie things together. Reduce crime rates associated with constitutional carry is on a video here And of course, we know that you got to get past the ads. Here we go. Let's see what we get.
For those who insist on gun control as the obvious method to reduce crime and increase safety, it's always a very simple equation. It's only two variables, actually, as loudly articulated by Congress's foremost mathematician.
They're all cowards. They won't do anything to save the lives of our children at all. Charlie Cox, you think more guns lead to more death? More guns lead to more death. Look at the data. You're not looking at any data.
That, of course, is Congressman Jamal I thought the fire alarm would open the door Bowman, or maybe Jamal none of the kids at the school I used to run can read, so now I call the test racist Bowman, whichever you prefer. The point is, no matter how convincingly intelligent he does or does not sound in making his case, it's important to notice he never actually provides the data at which he demands we all look. So we'll just have to go data mining for ourselves, but lucky for us, some researchers in Ohio have done the hard work and published some interesting data findings to start the year. And those findings are similarly simple. It's just they support the conclusion opposite from Bowman's. More guns, or at least less restricted guns, leads to less crime, actually, though in fairness to Bowman, just like those kids at his school, he may have been accidentally trying to read it upside down.
I remember back on June 13th, the state began allowing citizens to carry a concealed weapon without a permit. The study looked at gun violence in the state's eight largest cities. Six saw less gun crimes after the law changed.
And Ohio is not some outlier in this policy change. In fact, it's now the law in most states across the country. Constitutional carry, otherwise called permitless carry. The idea being that any citizen may carry a gun concealed on his person for self-defense or defense of others, as long as that person isn't a convicted criminal. No permission slip required. Ohio joins 23 other states in constitutional carry policy in June 2022. And since, three more have joined, bringing the state total to 27, mostly across the country's interior, away from the coastal communes. It's a national trend in policy change that's happened mostly in the last decade. Before 2015, there were just four constitutional carry states. Since then, 23 more have joined, with almost half in just the last 2 years. And yet, the West hasn't returned to the wild. Wild Bill hasn't been reassassinated in Deadwood. The OK Corral is still disturbed only by the tumbleweed and the tourists. There hasn't been some massive wave of crime or trigger-happy vigilantes that's obviously attributable to friendlier laws for civilians.
Well, this Bowman guy is out of his skull, as I've reported many times. Americans use guns to defend themselves millions of times every year, saving an estimated 200,000 lives per annum. We'll be right back, and we'll take your call.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.